in silence bringing beneath their gaze still glistening, melting drip by drip, slow dripping, while seasons changed for you. White pine scented ancient growth, the chickadee and egret know this place belongs to you. A journey calls and strong winds whisk me away, far from my home. Call quite loud enough to stay. Now back here with you, I know that I can sail, Lord, I can fly, but this is where I plan to die. Ocean, rock, earth, wood, and sky, and the salt's welcome kiss on my cheek. This place belongs to me. I've found a place in silent spring, beneath thick ice still glistening. Chickadee and egret sing this place.
All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods, and yes, they're here. Yeah, Caroline Cotter's back. You remember her from a few weeks ago.
Hello.
With the Gather Round is already back, and Michael Howard here all the way from Alaska.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Great. Good to be here.
Welcome to New Hampshire.
Thank you, John. Yeah.
So you're, Michael, you're here for the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an excursion for you.
Yeah, it's been fun. Caroline, basing out of Portland, Maine, has been taking me around to a few of her shows all around the area. So we're bouncing all around New England and up, way up into down east Maine. I know what that means because I've been around, been around a little bit at this point for a few shows.
Can't get there from here.
Ooh, that was good.
That was good. And we're going up to the county on the 11th. So I'm taking him up there too.
What does that mean?
The county? Arista County.
So it's
way
still
up.
Maine.
Still Maine.
Still in the United
Maine.
States.
Yeah. Still in the U.S., yep.
It's that part that's almost part of New Brunswick, right?
Yeah, it's way up there.
Cool.
Well, you both got your guitars here and a bunch of songs. We already picked out some we're going to do. I don't know who's going to go first, so it's all a big surprise to me.
All right. I think I'm up first, John. I'll just start off with a new one. It's the first song on my new album here. She's okay with white cigarettes and roses in her hair. Yes, she is the finest thing. And she's alright with Brooklyn, and she's alright by me. Oh, darling, you were meant for me. Her mother was a mystic, she is a magical child, and her love is the sweetest thing. We both agreed the boomers sucked, and we wondered why the 60s died. Well, some things, they just aren't meant to be. To meet me at the front lines, I hear there is something going on. I ain't sure what it looks like, but I'm sure that you and me can carry on, and we'll carry on. And all the king's army came along. She took her body back in time, and she came back as a subway line beneath those New York streets. And I came back as the YPG, all bleeding out in the infantry. But what's that got to do with you and me? To meet me at the front lines, I hear there is something going on. I ain't sure what it looks like, but I'm sure that you and me can carry on, and we'll carry on. And all the king's army came along. One by one we occupied where the brokers guard the money lines, and there we made our stand. They mocked what we were fighting for. Poor boy, give up your father's war. But no, my darling, she's too good to me. Halfway through her cigarette with asphalt in her hair, yes, yeah, she is the finest thing. We sank into each other's eyes under billy clubs and flashing lights. Oh, darling, you were meant for me. To meet me at the front lines, I hear there is something going on. I ain't sure what it looks like, but I'm sure that you and me can carry on, and we'll carry on. And all the king's army came along. And all the king's army came along.
Michael Howard, live for you here on Out of the Woods. Very nice, from the new CD, Gasoline Dream. But he's live here. That's him. He's right here.
Yeah.
In our studio. If you're just tuning in. But yes, we have Michael Howard and Caroline Cotter here with us this week on the show. And I think Caroline's going to play one for you next, and maybe she can let us know what she's got. Or maybe we can get Michael to tell us about that song. That would be good, too.
Sure, sure. That's called Meet Me at the Front Lines, and that's, like I said, that's the opening track on the new album. And what was it? That was one of the songs that it took like a couple years to finish. I sort of had I had the idea of writing this song sort of about like two different brothers, and those two brothers being a metaphor for like the social, one of the brothers being like social upheaval and music and culture and things in the 60s. And then I was kind of looking around and I was like, well, what's an equivalent today? I was looking at the Occupy Wall Street movement, and I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. That's sort of maybe a close thing to, you know, people sort of paying attention and, you know, waking up, rising up, having, you know, action protests and things. So I had that part sitting around, and then but I just was stumped on how to work the song out. And then a year or so later, kind of had this idea to weave in the idea of like a lover, and kind of you have like the story of a girl sort of as that revolution, or maybe she's a girl, or maybe you don't really know exactly what, but just an ingredient to sort of tie some ideas together there.
Yeah, some wordy songs for sure. And that's one of the things that I always enjoy about going to see live music, when you're seeing a singer-songwriter, is you get the explanations for a lot of those songs. So, yeah, thanks for filling us in on that one. Looks like Caroline's all ready to play one for us.
I'm ready. This is a song called A Midnight Escape.
All right.
So long ago on a farm with a radio, cozied up listening to fireside chats. It's where I found a love divine, strong like this house of mine, built by these arms that now hold her back. She's in search of her mother, midnight escape, and he knows that the holes in her mind are to blame. Now this frightened old woman, he holds her hand tight, guides her in peace to the end of her life. He wakes up alone, she's gone, finds her out standing on, wind blown and soaked by the rain. The edge of that busy street, only wet socks on her, hope's gone, he's left with her pain. She's in search of her mother, midnight escape, and he knows that the holes in her mind are to blame. Now this frightened old woman holds her hand tight and guides her in peace to the end of her life. She's in search of her mother, midnight escape, and he knows that the holes in her mind are to blame. Now this frightened old woman holds her hand tight, guides her in peace to the end of her life. Guides her in peace to the end of her life.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Caroline Cotter, you're on Out of the Woods, live in our studio. Yeah. I have to ask you about that old guitar. You had that with you recently when you were...
did.
An old Gibson.
Yeah.
It's not a... it's definitely a real one, real thing there.
Mm-hmm. It's an LG2. It's on loan from a very generous gentleman in Florida. So thank you, Billy, for allowing me to play your guitar for the past year or so. I appreciate it very much. It's definitely an upgrade from what I used to play.
Very nice. How old is it, you know?
It's from the 1940s.
Yeah, it's vintage. And Michael's got an old Guild here, too, that looks like it's got some years and some mileage on it as well.
Can I tell you the story about this guitar?
Absolutely. We love guitars.
So I bought this from a fellow in Corvallis, Oregon, just a couple years ago. And it was his, for like at least like two decades, it was his he was a raft guide in the Grand Canyon, and this was his like campfire raft floating adventure guitar for like 20 years, and then he just kind of stopped playing it and wasn't playing it anymore. So I got it, and it's all, I mean, it's been beat up, it's glued together with wood glue, and it sounds great. It sounds really great. So I picked it up. I love the sound. I love this era of Guilds. So thanks, Guild, for making some good old guitars.
Yeah, I can only... now I have these images in my head of this thing on a rubber raft, you know.
Right.
Being used as a paddle.
Being used as a paddle. I picture the same thing. Yeah.
Very, very good. And how old is that one?
This is a 72.
72, yeah.
It's a D25.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
And we have photos of all this stuff up on the... on the Facebook page, or we will when the show is about to air, so you can see some of this stuff, as well as videos. We're going to do some of that, too, if that's all right. Yeah, I forgot to turn off the sound on my little phone camera here. I heard it through the headphones. I was like, oh, whoops. I guess I took a few of those. they only heard it once, though, so don't listen too closely, folks, to the first couple of songs.
Yeah, I was just getting warmed up.
So, yeah. Well, I guess maybe we could get you to play another one for us. Right.
Sure, yeah. Let's see.
Michael Howard and Caroline Cotter here live with you on Out of the Woods.
All right, here's another one on the album. It's called Cigarettes Are Fine. I wish I was a better man. I wish I was not just what I am. It was true, and it still is every time. That I'm a rolling stone that keeps on rolling, a weary heart that keeps on tolling. And the rain tastes like ember, and the cigarettes are fine. I made a bet with fate, I tried to cheat using my father's hand. But two pairs still don't beat three of a kind. He said, poor boy, now you're the cursed. You missed out on the promised land. You're going where the rain tastes like ember, and the cigarettes are fine. Was chasing sets of 18 wheels, 10,000 miles of cotton fields. I always chase my whiskey with cheap wine. It never means quite anything. We drink until we get our fill. Into the rain tastes like ember, and the cigarettes are fine. I heard about a man who wandered off into Afghanistan. When he came back a few years down the line, they asked how he was treated in that heathen Middle Eastern land. He said the rain tasted like ember, and the cigarettes are fine. Yeah, the war tastes like ember, and the cigarettes are fine. I found myself south of the south, down south of the banana line. I'll write to you a postcard with a lie. I tell you in the south the weather's good and I am doing fine. And the rain tastes like ember, and the cigarettes are fine. So I wish I was a better man. I wish I was not just what I am. It was true, and it still is every time. That I'm a rolling stone that keeps on rolling, a weary heart that keeps on tolling. And the rain tastes like ember, and the cigarettes are fine. Yeah, the rain tastes like ember, and the cigarettes are fine.
Michael Howard, live for you here on Out of the Woods. And another great track there that appears on the new CD, Gasoline Dream. Very nice. Not a not a anti-smoking song, I guess, by any stretch.
Yeah. My mother gets worried about me sometimes. I was talking to her on the phone, and she was like, telling me that she was listening to my songs, and I was like, well, what'd you think, Mom? And she was like, well, she's like, Michael, your songs are all just so sad. She's like, I'm worried about you. And I was explaining to her, I was like, oh, well, it's just poetry, and that's like years worth of writing and, you know, poetic, you know, metaphors and things. And but she was like, yeah, she's worried. She was like, I think you just need something good to happen in your life. So I just want all the listeners to know that things are great, my life is awesome, but that song is just a little bit of a, it's kind of a, kind of a dark metaphor.
Should have rolled with it and said, I don't know, Ma. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Some cookies would show up in the mail. Yeah. You know?
I think I need more chocolate chip peanut butter cookies.
Awesome. Michael Howard.
And you don't smoke.
Caroline Connor.
And I don't smoke anyway. Yeah.
Are here. I think Caroline's getting ready to play another one. Maybe we could get her to intro one or tell us about a song. I think I asked Michael about his songs.
Yeah. So I would have talked about that last one. In fact, why don't I just tell you about that last one since you asked, only because
sure.
I like that story. I think I play it for an older couple that I met a few years ago, and the woman and the man had been married for over 60 years, and she had Alzheimer's and he was caring for her, and I got to visit with them just before she passed, and I listened to him tell me all these stories about their life together and her decline. And so that was the inspiration for that song. So I wrote it for them and for anybody who knows anyone or is affected by dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yes, myself right now. My mother is, and my mother-in-law, both of them right now are right in that stage of their lives.
Mm-hmm. So that song is on the album, on Dreaming As I Do, and I'll play you the title track of that album, Dreaming As I Do, and you've had that now for just over a year. So I'll play you the title track to that album, and then we'll get into some songs that are brand spanking new and aren't recorded anywhere, and that'll be interesting, at least for me.
All right.
But Michael will help me sing this one, since he's here. I want so badly to love you madly. No one else but you. Hold you, keep you, never leave you. No one else but you. Be my anchor as I sleep. And feel us grow deep. Only dreaming as I do. And when you hold me, keep me safe. No one else but you. Give me love and give me faith. No one else but you. Be my flower, be my flame, and help keep me sane. Only in dreaming as I do. So we'll roll
Awesome. Very nice. I like hearing you guys sing together.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's good stuff.
We like doing it.
Yeah. We have a duo in the making here, folks, here on Out of the Woods.
Well, if you come hear us live, we'll do some covers for you. We just figured that on your show, John, it just wouldn't be right. So we'll play you our original songs and sing on them as much as we can. But we've got a few that we like to do together.
We're not afraid of covers either.
But in addition.
Yeah. Great stuff. Caroline Cotter and Michael Howard are here on Out of the Woods this week. And you can catch them. We should talk about where you got some shows coming up. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of stuff. This show will start airing the week beginning the 17th of September. And Caroline, it looks like you're going all the way down to D.C. to play a show with Dan Byrne.
I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
That's on the 17th. Yep, so I'll fly down for that and then meet up with Michael and we'll head back up north together.
That's right. You have a show the same night at a winery, Barrel Oak Winery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out in Virginia.
Yeah, there. Delaplane.
Delaplane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get over and catch the Caroline Cotter Dan Byrne show for my birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's yeah. right. You have a birthday coming up. So the winery show, is that an early show? That must be an earlier
show. It is.
Show.
It's an all-afternoon kind of deal, 1 to 5 o'clock. So I'll be playing lots of songs and telling lots of jokes. That's what you get with the long show. You get a lot of bad jokes.
Yeah, that's probably happening too soon for folks who are going to hear this show anyway. But then on the 18th, Caroline's going to be doing a daytime show. In Beelsville, Maryland.
Right. That's a Focus Music is a group that presents folk shows throughout that area. They have a few different venues that they work with, but they present shows by artists that they find at the different Folk Alliance conferences. And so they found me at the Folk Alliance conferences in the past few years and invited me down. So that's a show that both Michael and I will be doing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it looks like Michael's got a few days off, possibly.
Yep.
And you guys are doing one together on the 20th at Rockwood Music Hall.
Right. We'll be at Rockwood Music Hall, which is a venue that I love. I go back there every few months. And although last time I was there, unless I'm totally forgetting about something, I think the last time I was there was Valentine's Day. Unless I just played there. I don't know. this one, I don't remember.
You're such a rock star. You don't even know what city you're
dear.
In. Even...
Yeah, where are we? What day is this?
Just as long as all the backstage accoutrements are right on the rider and the green M&Ms have been picked out.
No. So anyway, I love Rockwood and we're both going to play there. It's going to be Michael's first time. And then... After that, we're playing at Dan Tressler's barn in Connecticut.
Yeah, I got that down here too. That's the 21st of September.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday night.
Right.
In Easton, Connecticut.
Right. So that'll be cool. Dan Tressler I met at Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. And he's a fantastic musician who will be playing with us. So it'll be a co-bill, all three of us.
Cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then the next night. Looks like Michael's all the way back up here in New Hampshire, in Rumney. And that's actually where you're going to go tonight. But that's well before folks will hear this. But at the Common Cafe in Rumney, New Hampshire, for our local folks up there listening on WSCS, you guys head on over there to Rumney and check out Michael's show. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, and very busy month of September. Then the next night, looks like Caroline's down in Altschul, New York.
At
the Postscript Coffee House?
Oh, well, that's at Columbia, at Columbia University.
Okay, all right, very cool. That's a Friday night, the 23rd.
Yeah, and Michael's going to be there as well.
That'll be fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see that on your schedule.
We might have some updating to do.
John, I just updated the whole website thing as of like yesterday, a few hours ago.
Yeah, very cool. He's on the case, folks.
Yeah.
And then Michael's got a show on the 29th and leaving us. He's going to South Dakota, playing at Adolph's place out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe our Montana people can head over there.
Right. One thing I did want to mention is that for any folks in this New England area that go to the Common Ground Fair, have you ever been there?
No.
In Unity?
In Unity.
It's a lot of fun. It's run by MOFCA, which is the Farmers Association up here in Maine, anyway. And it's a full weekend festival for growers, farmers, organic farmers. And we will be playing at noon on Sunday in the amphitheater.
Cool. Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say the Blue Mermaid. Anyway, it's all on our websites. All these shows are on our websites. And you might as well say, what's your website, Michael?
Okay, my website is M as in Michael, Howard as in Howard, so mhowardmusic.com.
Yeah. And mine's just my name, Caroline Cotter, Cotter.com.
Yeah, so Michael had to come up with a creative name for the website. Very common name.
There's a lot of Michael Howards out there.
I'm sure there are.
I guess there's a British parliamentarian who I guess some people don't like. Anyway, I show up in the news a lot with angry comments, and I'm like, it's not me. Yeah,
there's another Caroline Cotter out there too.
There is, although I think you're speaking of a different one than I know. I know a woman my age who's a comedian in New York City.
Well, there's another blonde-headed girl out there. I think it's an actress.
Yeah. She's a comedian in New York. Her name is Caroline Cotter. People have put her face on my posters. Every once in a while it happens.
Because they Google me. The Google
image comes up. It's her. We kind of look alike. Not really, but we're both the same age and we have blonde hair. And so.
Let's do a show together.
We should. I know. We have one or two mutual friends because I know some comedians in New York. But yeah.
Caroline Cotter. Well, it looks like we have time for a quick song before we have to take a break. Cool. I'm not sure who's up to bat here.
I think I will do one together here real quick. This is one of my songs off of my previous CD. It's called The Girl from the Dogwood Forest. It's about a girl who I met working at a coffee shop in Talkeetna, Alaska. It was a little ways off the spur road, off the main road to the town. It was the kind of place that dies every winter when the rail car stops coming around. And I saw her there with her auburn hair in that someplace in between. I said, this road shouldn't be here and neither should you. What are you missing? And are you finding what you need? Oh, the girl from the dogwood forest working in the cinnamon store. Why did she run so far from Virginia? What did she come here looking for? Did she gather strength from the mountain and put her roots deep in the ground? Set her spirit free among the dogwood trees. May peace in her heart be found. It was a little bit like a postcard, the Shenandoah and fertile ground. She told me about a lover, his crimson color and his feathered crown. How he took a part of her fragile heart, and now she's searching for that peace. But girl, don't you know you're already whole? There's nothing missing, you've got everything you need. Oh, the girl from the dogwood forest working in the cinnamon store. Why did she run so far from Virginia? What did she come here looking for? Did she gather strength from the mountain and put her roots deep in the ground? And set her spirit free among the dogwood trees, make peace in her heart be found. We are sons of the northern mountains.
We are daughters of dogwood trees.
And we are waves of wildflowers.
Wander to be free.
And there's a love as deep as the ocean, and it's moving
and it's infinite. It's calling to you and me. Yeah, we're all just a little bit like the girl from the Dogwood Forest working in the cinnamon store. Why did she run so far from Virginia? What did she come here looking for? May she gather strength from the mountain and put her roots deep in the ground and set her spirit free among the dogwood trees. May peace in her heart be found. May peace in our hearts be found.
All right. Michael Howard and Caroline Cotter here on Out of the Woods. We'll be right back after this.